Santa Clara chandelier.
Tomato, tomato. It's Noah Kim.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll go to Dre in Southfield, see what he's got to say. Dre, how you doing, buddy?
My boys, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Dre? What's on your mind?
Well, for one, I don't have the time. I wish I could have called you guys. You were talking about the whole Michigan and you know, what should happen and all that. But, you know, we'll move on. In terms of my expectation, you know, I think the sweet spot is 9-3 for various reasons. One, the competition level is raising with, you know, a good degree of turnover with personnel, coaching staff, and more importantly, the players. And I think 9-3 would show that, for one, if you're talking about between, you know, Texas, Oregon, Washington, Ohio State, Penn State, and you want to throw in a 16 that could be competitive if you can, but that's five teams right there. So if you're going 9-3, that means you probably got, what, maybe one, two of those games.
Well, you got to take Washington off the list. Yeah, Washington's a six. No, you're good, Dre. I'm just saying they're a 6-win football team per Vegas. Leave them from the rest. Your point is well taken. If you got four or five tough games, you got to be able to get one of them.
Yeah, got to get one or two. I mean, I think Ohio State, this is one of the first times I've seen in a long time, I think we can get our doors blown off. I mean, I think this, you know, unless Ryan Day truly, truly has, like, this sovereign salt of a program, like talent-wise, we're nowhere near close. But overall, you know, what you want to see is, and for a quarterback position, I'm not too worried about it, because I think one thing that if Sharon Moore is going to stay the path that he had under Harbaugh, which was before J.J., say a guy like Cade McNamara, the quarterback position was really simple. It was just take care of the football, don't turn it over. You know, the ball, you know, one, two reads, get rid of the football. You know, and then with a guy like Orgy, for example, you know, he has to go to the run. So that's what I expect. You know, we were clamoring as a fan base for them to expand the playoffs with JJ. So it's not so much there, like, we're dependent on a high degree playmaker at the quarterback position to have an offense run away one or two.
Right, but
so
that was also not when you had a collection over a 3-year period of the best offensive lines in modern Michigan history.
Right.
I got to see what happened, because here's the other thing. Dre, you know, Blake Corum was a constant. He was a heartbeat. Blake Corum reminded me a lot of Rip Hamilton. And what I mean is, like, Rip was the heartbeat of the team. He was the pace setter. Mm-hmm. It would all come back to him. That's what Blake was. Bell cow. Dependable.
Yeah.
Donovan Edwards hasn't shown any.
Correct. And you're 100% correct. And I think Donovan Edwards, for one, I don't even want him being a bell cow, because even with taking 50% of snaps, he tends to get banged up. I think he's going to split time with Mullins and whoever other guys they have back there. But two things can give me confidence, right? I mean, it's not hope. It's confidence that it will at least be competent at two positions, the offensive line and running back. For one, even though I would put Blake as the best running back in the last
Mike Hart
7 years. Yeah. But I also say, think about it. You know, before Blake, you know, we had Hassan Haskins. Before Haskins, it was Toussaint. Devin Smith, the first guy they had, 15. They tend to find guys who are physical with the football, who take care of it. They're not going to be dynamic and be a Blake Corum. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that the track record is that they should not become bad at those positional groups. The offensive line will go backwards.
No, and Dre, this is the thing. I want to jump in on it, because you lose your whole O-line, and here's the deal. You're a defending national champion, and we're talking about an unproven player in Donovan Edwards who's struggled to stay healthy and has never had to be a bell cow, and then the backup is basically a fullback. Cut scene. Travion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins. I mean, it's night and day. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't understand what Michigan's offseason plan was. I don't. It's why I talked about it before, where I said, look, Harbaugh got you the natty. All sins are forgiven. He didn't leave you in a great spot. I mean, there is no portal class.
No, Donovan Edwards is good when there's a hole for him to run through, but Blake Corum just found ways to fall forward pick up 3-4 yards when it should have been a loss of one.
Kid was tough as nails. Complete pain in the ass. Go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. It's an honor to talk to you guys. Hey, up any slanting here. I want to agree with you, Enrico, with what you said as far as 7-5 with a quarterback. I look at Northwestern. My nephew plays linebacker for Northwestern, and I saw him his first year go 1-11 or whatever it was that first 2 years ago. They had a tumultuous situation with the coaching switch right beginning of the year. New coach comes in, David Brown. They had a transfer quarterback come in, I'm losing his name. Oh, Ben something. Anyway, Ben Bryant, I think it is. Yeah, Ben Bryant.
Yeah, well, that was the kid from Cincinnati, right?
Yeah, and they go eight. Well, they roll off with 8 wins and win in Vegas.
They really rallied around the DC. The guy who replaced Fitz.
Yeah. So I think it comes down, like you said, Mike. It is quarterback, and if this guy's special, man, let's just say maybe. And I'm not. Tell me, I'm not. I'm like 46. I don't just drink the Kool-Aid. I used to, but now I'm kind of living in reality.
I hear you. No, I mean, Jeff, look, it's one of those things where I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying if you want to hang out of some hope and go, all right, look, success would be 7-5 for Jonathan Smith in year one. At least you have this one of the – I hate saying what I'm about to say. I just want to state that for the record. You have one of the highest paid quarterbacks in America. That's reality.
I mean, I know he's making a lot of money. I didn't know he was one of the highest paid.
There are very few quarterbacks making 7 figures.
Huh.
Dylan Gabriel would be one.
I would figure both of the Oregon quarterbacks.
Think about this. Will Howard is Ohio State's quarterback. Do you realize Will Howard was probably going to lose his job at K-State to Avery Johnson?
Yeah.
So, you start to look in the Big Ten, I don't think it's wrong for Michigan State fans to go, no, day one, Aiden Childs has to be the face of the program. Mm-hmm. It sucks because I know reality is the kid will need some time. But you're not afforded time.
No. And unfortunately, because you took the money, nobody's going to really want to hear, well, give him a little bit. As you say.
Right here. Yeah. Hope you're happy with your sport. David, a few ticket texts be kind.
The question is, are you happy with the sport?
Definitely not.
Because I'm trying every day to ruin your life.
David.
Michigan expectations are 10 wins, at least winning one of the big three games and locking a playoff spot. That's E from Monroe. MSU success equals don't get embarrassed by anyone and beat Michigan.
Yeah, okay. You've set up two impossible goalposts. Thanks for playing. Seriously. That's like, what are we doing?
That is.
Yeah. Don't get embarrassed. Cutscene. We're 30-point underdogs in Eugene on a Friday night. and beat Michigan.
Well, you just played Ohio State 6 days ago.
Right.
Right.
By the way, nice job by the schedule makers. Let's take the four most brutal games in America and stack them all together.
They gave Michigan State a bye week.
Wow. To do what? Run for the border? You'll have defensive linemen faking their own death and starting up like a taco stand. Get me out of here.
Austin at work says, Michigan fan here. To be honest, if at minimum we beat Ohio State again and lose every other game, I'll be extremely happy.
Wow.
Woo.
I don't know about that one. That's a national championship hangover. I think this year. I'll add this year to that. I don't think he means that every year, but I think, we got a natty. We got a natty. Let's just keep beating the Buckeyes.
That's Kenny's free roll principle right there. In the pre-show, Kenny talking about it, and Kenny has more contact with listeners than anybody.
Well, he's not a real Michigan fan, that texter. So,
all right. Well, neither are you.
Okay.
Everybody, one more. It's simply this boys for state playoffs. Bowl game for Michigan State.
Holy hell.
Sorry.
All right, Jesus.
It's okay, Mike.
Calm down. But what's a bowl game?
You know what? No. In year zero, it's a lot. It's extra practices that you need.
For the players who don't opt out or bail on their brothers in arms.
Well, but because it's a
nice sport.
Maybe you don't bail out because you actually see something happening here.
Everyone's super excited about the life-size Pop-Tart Bowl or whatever it was.
Believe it or not, people were.
It went in a toaster.
It was scary. Everything about that was creepy and scary, and people loved it way too much.